How everybody doing out there? What is going on in the trucking industry? There's so many companies that are going out of business, filing bankruptcy. And like, if you are a, you know, owner operator or whatever, you know, a lot of these owner-operators are receiving their funds late. They are, in a lot of cases, we've been seeing, you know, companies resorting to, you know, illegal immigrants. We've heard of drivers not getting paid. A lot of companies appear to be not being able to manage their expenses, you know, as far as to maintain, and they have you know, have been losing money. I mean, is it worth it at this point to actually get involved in this? I would not even, you know, take on buying a truck if you're somebody is looking into getting in this business. I would probably wait before to see how things progress in the future, because, you know, right now just don't seem like it's a good time to get involved in the trucking business at this point. So many drivers are looking to leave companies and go to other companies because they're losing money. They're not able to make their bills. They're having a lot of layovers, a lot of delays, and you know, and it just seemed to be like, you know, the industry is going in the opposite direction of what it should be going in. And I'm not exactly sure what the cause of all of this is, but it's definitely not looking good for the trucking industry. You know, again, it's not a, and I know you have a lack of drivers in this business, you know, due to so many regulations that are being implemented with drivers. Like, I was just the other day listening to a story about how, you know, companies with, you know, they are, you know, now they're wanting more and more oversight on drivers, and that's something that a lot of drivers are not finding very attractive, just being the monitoring, being monitored. And I guess it can be good to a certain extent, but I think too much of it, because see, when you get a situation where you're you know, your owner operator and you're leasing, then you, and then all of a sudden it may say in your contract that you have to keep up on all of the, you know, federal guidelines as far as certain technologies that may be in a truck or whatever the case may be. And that may not be when you get that truck, but that may become a potential expense down the line. And now, you know, they have already placed these inward cameras in a lot of vehicles that are, you know, that a lot of drivers have been totally against, which is something, you know, I kind of have mixed feelings about it as well. I think there should be a little bit certain degree of privacy, but you're just about monitored. It's not like, you know, that was one of the things a lot of drivers liked as far as like being out on the road. They felt that, you know, they didn't have somebody breathing down their neck, you know. You got a lot of drivers out there that are, you know, responsible drivers and don't actually need that. You know, and I think that it's something that, you know, a lot of drivers feel like you know, you got some who potentially agree with it and don't mind it. But I think a lot of the regulations and stuff, but it's bigger than just the regulations. There's something, you know, that's going on more so with the economy, I would think, you know, factoring companies and different stuff like that. People are not, you know, just receiving, you know, the money that they need. Now you have, like I said, you have drivers who are paying for their own fuel from, you know, their fuel cards not working. And have not been paid. You have drivers who have not been paid on time as well, and not sure if they're going to actually be paid at all. You have drivers are inquiring about other driving positions just because they are feeling, you know, that the company they work for could be potentially going under. And a lot of companies have closed their doors. And I would just say to those drivers who actually feel and sense the need to leave because of some of these things that might be affecting you financially, I would say it's probably be best to get out of there before the company actually closed their doors, because otherwise you might be continuously to putting yourself in more debt, and only to find out that, you know, you're not going to be compensated for a lot of the things that you're covering. So it would be interesting to see how the next 6 months, the next year, how the trucking industry evolves with all of the you know, lost jobs. Companies are actually just basically, some of these cases, just sending out texts and letting them know, hey, you know, we got to let you go. They had companies that are defaulting on, you know, on their loans, as far as their, you know, they're getting repossessions on tractors and trailers and different stuff like that, and the banks are not actually giving them the funds. I always believed in, whether it was a trucking company or anything, that you can always be too big to fail. You know, I never believed in that, you know, oh, a company is too big to fail. I believe sometimes the bigger a company is, sometimes I feel like it might be easier to fail because you have so much more expenses, so much more going out to pay for, you know, overhead and stuff like that. But that's just my opinion. But yeah, definitely a lot of companies are starting to feel, you know, the raft of the shift in the economy. So, you know, and all the way down to the drivers. So, I definitely would like to say that, you know, if you plan on getting into the trucking business, weigh your options first. I'm sure, you know, I think it's just a matter of getting in a situation that might suit you better than, you know, your current situation. Just more of a customized situation now than just going for the norm, as far as going in and working for a company and stuff like that, because they're obviously dealing with their issues as well. So I don't know where this is going. I definitely don't, you know, and as skeptical, you know, about, you know, the whole industry as a whole as of right now. And, you know, some guys who are just gotten in this industry and gotten their feet wet, and now, you know, they're coming into this surge of uncertainty at this point. So, you know, again, you know, just be vigilant, you know, keep your ears open. If you see a fine, come to realize that you're spending money that you shouldn't be spending, and that, you know, you're not getting money that you should be getting. And, you know, you might want to decide to make a choice before you actually get yourself too far in debt with the company that you actually may be working with. So, again, I appreciate y'all. You know, definitely try to, you know, I'll try to keep you guys more updated on what's going on with the industry. But I'm sure as you guys checks get smaller, and you know, you don't get a better you know, warning than that, you know, when, you know, the money is not coming in. I mean, there's no better warning than I could possibly give you, as far as when, you know, when you start to see the difference in decline in your income, and you still having to meet these bills, and you still having to meet, because none of them things change, you know. You still have, you know, a lot of you guys still have these lease payments and different stuff like that. You still have a family to feed. You still got responsibilities at home, and you know, and once you start dipping into your potential money that you have saved up, your savings to try to manage for where you at or a company that you with, I would start making some changes beforehand, before you get yourself in too much of a hole and with no way out, with no way of anybody, you know, recouping that money back to you. So we're going to keep an eye on this. Appreciate you guys, A1. And I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks.